Hi guys, welcome to Just Show.
I'm Angie Zhao, one of your co-hosts.
And I'm Karen Zhang.
So Karen, why is our podcast called Just Show?
Well, that's because both of our last names start with the letter Z-H-A. Ja also sounds like the word the, so it's similar to the show.
Wow, that is so cool. Why don't we start with the joke of the day? What begins with T, ends with T, and has T in it?
I don't know, Angie.
A teapot!
I get it.
All right, now let's just dive into our first podcast, where we will be discussing how people change when growing up in a different country than where they or their parents were originally from.
Many things change about someone when they are exposed to a new community, and one important change is language.
We'll be talking about two examples from literature and in our real lives of how living in another country or being born into a different culture makes one lose their native tongue.
In Chimamanda Adichie's Americana, one of the characters, Auntie Uju, moves to America from Nigeria with her son DK, who was very young when he moved. As a result, he learned limited Igbo, the native language of Nigeria.
Although Igbo was the first language after moving, Auntie Uju refused to teach her son more Igbo and instead pushed him to learn English so he would fit in more. Additionally, by being surrounded by kids and teachers who only spoke English, DK eventually forgot about the culture of Nigeria and could no longer speak much Igbo.
Both Angie and I have similar experiences to this with Chinese, our native language. Before we were born, our parents immigrated to America, and growing up, we learned Chinese as our first language since it was the only language exposed to us.
However, as we grew older and started school in communities that only spoke English, our native tongue slowly died as we started to replace Chinese with English. English eventually became our main language, as Chinese was used less and less by us and by the people around us.
Like DK, we are both disappointed with the loss of our native languages and hope in the future to improve and find it again.
Why are you so sad, Karen? Lighten up.
Sorry for ruining the mood. Let's end with another lame joke. Here goes. Why is Peter Pan always flying?
I don't know.
Because he never lands.
Alright, that was really bad. Anyway, thanks for tuning in to today's podcast. We hope to see you in the next one. Adios.
Bye, guys.